Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, including last night's AEW Dynamite, which was a quite great show, particularly, man, that Will Ospreay-Darby Allin match. Holy smokes, that match was awesome. So we'll tell you about the show last night. We've also got Ring of Honor Final Battle, which is coming up tomorrow. It's actually a very, very busy weekend. We have the SmackDown show. We have got the Hammerstein Ballroom on Saturday for a Collision with a bunch of Continental Classic matches. Next week's Dynamite, 5 Continental Classic matches. World's End coming up the following weekend. And a lot to talk about. We'll also talk about AW on Max. There's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen when AEW moves to Max in 2025. We'll tell you about the library, what we know thus far. Also pay-per-views, et cetera, et cetera. And also, we've got the Deal Makers list, published by Variety. 2 cons, Tony Khan and Nick Khan, both of them listed as Deal Makers in Variety Magazine. We've got the ratings. We've got NXT numbers. We've got the return of Logan Paul. Ivar talks his neck injury and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com is the email address. I'm also FWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else checks?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
You're already amused.
I'm always amused because there's always like, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but everybody has opinions.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know that?
I did.
Yes, everybody has an opinion. And it's funny because, like, I've done a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I mean, what, 15,000 or something crazy like that? And people listen to me every day, and they decide that they know what I'm going to think about something. Which, you know, most of the time they might be right. But every now and then they're like so off base. Like, that Javon thing, everyone just thought I was going to tear that thing apart. I like that. I thought that was great. And then of all of the things to be upset about with AEW Dynamite last night, it's like everyone in the chat, they can't believe that Mercedes beat Anna Jay. I was like, what? You thought that Anna Jay was going to beat Mercedes Moné last night at Winner is Coming for the TBS title. Like, what are we doing here? Of course she wasn't. That's ridiculous. She's got a big match at Wrestle Dynasty with Mina Shirakawa. She's not losing to Anna Jay on some rando TV show. And it's not a reign of terror. Like, listen, hey, I've been as critical as anybody of Mercedes Moné. But I've made it very, very clear. My issue with Mercedes has always been that she is the worst babyface. Like, I'm not talking, you know, like Okada's a terrible babyface, but he's not really trying. He's a terrible heel, but he's not really trying. You know, he goes out there, he flips off the people, he calls everybody the B, they all laugh. Like, he's a horrible, horrible heel. But it's not like he's put in a position to actually be a heel. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Mercedes, I think she tries to be a babyface, but it's terrible. It never works. But she's a great heel. I enjoy her heel work immensely. And golly, I just saw that match at the New Japan show over the weekend. That match Suzuki was incredible. Yes. I disagree with Dave. I don't think it was the greatest women's match in North American history.
No.
But it was quite great. And the Anna Jay match last night was really good. I mean, I don't see what the problem is here. I disagree that Mercedes is on a reign of terror that needs to end. I am quite pleased.
Do you want to shoot at the elephant in the room, Brian?
What?
those people that are saying this think Anna Jay is really hot and they like her more than Mercedes, and that's why she should have won?
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm just saying. I disagree with that. Now, I will say this. I think we're all on the same page. That Will Ospreay-Darby Allin match, oh my. That match was incredible. Absolutely incredible. And Darby Allin beat him to go up 3 points. And I'm telling you, Ospreay is not in the finals. It's going to be Will Ospreay. I'm not sorry, not Will Ospreay. Okada and Kyle Fletcher. That's my prediction. That will be the finals of the Continental Classic. Will needs to be knocked out of this tournament. And I will make a correction. Last night I predicted, because we'll talk about Ricochet here in a minute. Last night I predicted that Ricochet was going to beat Will Ospreay after the Hurt Business interfered, but I was reminded no interference is allowed in the Continental Classic. I was mistaken in my prediction.
And if you're going to do a distraction, you might as well wait towards the end.
Ricochet will be joining the Hurt Business. This is all a swerve, okay? That was another one. Ricochet looked like an absolute, complete, and total geek last night. Like, geek of the year, if that was a category in the Observer Awards. But the thing to me is, he was the geek of the year, but he's turning heel.
Yeah.
And this is a swerve. If Ricochet was being pushed as a top babyface and what happened last night happened to him, that guy is dead in the water. His career is over. But he's been turning heel for weeks now, and he's going to end up with Hurt Business. This is a swerve. They're going to screw somebody. I think that's what's going on here.
He got a promo afterwards, further playing into the fact that he's a schmuck, and ran into a swerve, and he called him a schmuck, called him, you know, just the same old Trevor. So, yeah, of course it's going to be going somewhere. It's just a matter of when they decide to do it. And Daniel Garcia with Shelton Benjamin, Daniel Garcia getting laid out. And I know that leads into their Continental Classic match coming up this weekend, I believe that it is. But that could be a match for the TNT title coming up at World's End. So, and you could see interference in there, because where has Max Caster been? If we get Swerve and Lashley again, which I think we probably will, you know, is Caster going to play a part in that? Ricochet is obviously turning heel. It's just a matter of, is he going to join MVP and all those guys, or is he going to be an associate member or something like that? They could play that storyline too. I hope they don't. And he's just a full-fledged member, but I can see that group growing here.
I got to say one other thing I was thinking about with Darby. They did a spot where this guy goes for the coffin drop off the post, and he hits the apron and then lands on the floor. And, you know, he does a lot of crazy things, but one of the things that he does that nobody ever recognizes is he will take something that looks like he was killed, and he, how can I explain this?
Sells it.
No.
What?
Exactly the opposite.
What?
Okay, so most people, let's say that you put a bunch of chairs in the middle of the ring, okay, and you slam somebody on the chairs. They hit the chairs, and they're, and they grab their back, and they writhe around and do everything like that. Darby went off the top.
Yeah.
Okay, Darby went off the top, and he missed, and he hit the apron, okay?
And you could hear it.
And the key is, you didn't need to do anything else.
No, of course not.
He hit that apron and splatted on the floor, and he did not grab his back. He did not scream in agony. He just died. And it actually made it look so much more devastating than if he would have hit that thing and went, and grabbed his back and writhed around on the ground. No, man, he was dead. I mean, I watched that thing and I was like, that's like, there's okay, sometimes it's like you get hit with something and then you don't want to oversell it, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yes,
whatever. And then there's like the big move, and then obviously you have to sell the big move. But then there's a move like this where you're just dead. And by not making a big deal out of it, by just being dead, it actually made it so much worse. And he does that actually with a lot of, you know, he'll do a flip dive and hit a chair and, you know, grab his back or whatever. But every now and then there's a move that's like, okay, he's dead. And that's how he sells it. He's dead. He just is unmoving afterwards. And it's like, oh, man.
Do you know why he can do that?
Because he's awesome.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that I guess you could say that's what it is. I would say probably a lot of dead nerve endings and the fact that he has put his body through so much by doing so many, I would say, stupid things in his life. But, you know, at the very least, challenging and dangerous things, if you decide to look at it that way, certainly things that I would never, couldn't do physically on bikes and such. He has built up such a tolerance for pain that, yeah, he could take that bump and do that. Not everybody can do that. In fact, most people can't because you get thrown onto the buckle. You're going to, like, lose, you know, knock your breath out, or you're going to have pain and you're going to roll around. I mean, yeah, if you can play dead, cool. But with some of the stuff that he does, only he can react like that because only he knows what it's like to have gone through that kind of pain and do much worse than that. It's like all of the other jackass kind of guys. Higher pain threshold.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Dynamite later on. Hey, if you have any comments on any of this, 425-780-7566. That is the text message line, 425-780-7566. Or you can email me, forwonline@gmail.com. And have I mentioned I do cameos?
Yeah.
Do you realize that Christmas is mere days away?
Around the corner.
And you can't think of a great gift to give one of your good friends who absolutely hates my voice? Well, have I got a suggestion for you. Cameo. F4WOnline.com. Or no, cameo. Whatever. Brian Alvarez. F4WOnline. Hey, I'm F4WOnline at Cameo. Just search my name. I'm a big star on Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, if you're going to WrestleMania, by the way, we're going to be there. And we got a lot of cool things we're going to be doing. We're going to have parties at the Palms. Ed's got a wrestling show. We've got a dinner at either Fogo de Chao or one of those Brazilian steakhouses. It doesn't matter. It's all you can eat beef. That's all you need to know. Vinny's karaoke is probably going to be taking place. Our annual convention is taking place over WrestleMania weekend in Las Vegas. Even if you don't go to WrestleMania, Las Vegas. Yeah.
At a brothel.
If you'd like to join us, it's not at a brothel. Oh. If you'd like to join us, F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Dave and I will be doing a live Q&A, which will not be head-to-head with anything, including NXT. And it will also be at the Palms, so much closer than Q&As we've done in the past. But you'll be able to check that out as well. You can get your Q&A tickets now. F4WOnline.com/Vegas is where you want to go. So check it out and join us at the annual Figure Four convention over WrestleMania weekend. So there's been a lot of talk about AEW on Max. In a press release Thursday, Max promoted AEW's upcoming arrival to the streaming service, provided some details on what library content will be available at launch. Dynamite and Collision simulcast live on Max, starting with the Fight for the Fallen edition of Dynamite from Asheville, North Carolina, on New Year's Day 2025. Hey, you guys, you sick of all this ratings talk that we always do?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, like, I don't know what's going to happen in January because
people will now speculate about ratings, whether they're true or not.
Well, it's all going to be whatever. I mean, we've already seen it with Saturday night's main event. Saturday night's main event did 1.59 million viewers or whatever. It did basically exactly the same as Raw and SmackDown. But they simulcast it on Peacock. What does that even mean? Peacock threw out these numbers, you know, X number of people.
700,000.
700,000. What does that even mean? 700,000 people didn't watch that live on Peacock. You mean that's how many people watched over X number of days? Like, all of this is, it's whatever now. And they're gonna switch things around.
How do you know that, Brian Alvarez?
I know this. They're going to say,
you know,
3 million people watch at least 1 minute of this. It's going to be one of the things. It's like the Mixed Match Challenge. We were talking about that with Dave last night. Remember the Mixed Match Challenge? They were like 1.2 million viewers watch this. It's like, no, when it was live, there were 20 to 30 to 60,000 people watching it. And then what? It auto-played to 1 million people. And it's like, it's all whatever.
It's like the YouTube rate views. Remember that? You used to tout that all the time. It's like a bunch of bot
ridiculous
somewhere. Yes.
But anyway, AEW and Dynamite will be simulcast live. Dynamite and Collision will also be available to watch on demand on Max after their live airings. Press release notes that all Dynamite episodes from 2019, along with all of the AEW pay-per-views from that year, will be available for Max subscribers to watch when AEW launches on the service on January 1st. In addition to that, so will the past couple of months of AEW television programming. The remainder of the library will be added on a rolling basis. So if you want to go back to the beginning and watch the first year of AEW, all of the television, all of the Dynamite, all of the pay-per-views.
I can't wait for all the podcasts on this. Oh,
I'm
God.
Not starting yet. I thought about it, but people were like, nah, wait longer. And it's not all up anyway. So I would say probably about 5 years from now, we will begin 10 years ago in AEW on the Brian and Vinny Show. That's my five-year plan. AEW Dynamite, Collision,
you know,
Rampage.
Not enough people in life, Brian, by the way, have a five-year plan, especially in business. They don't.
Well, you know what? I do. The Max component is part of AEW's new media rights deal. As previously announced, AEW and WBD will also collaborate to distribute AEW live pay-per-view events on Max with all marketing and promotions of those pay-per-view events exclusively centered on Max. AW, I just wanted to read this carefully. Whatever happened to Jingu? Remember him on the chat?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when I said they don't have the capability to do live pay-per-view yet? And he argued with me? And he argued with me? And he argued with me? And he said, it's easy. And he said, like, I'll set it up for him and all this. Remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that? I remember that.
I do remember that, yes.
Okay, well, WBD stated, AW pay-per-view distribution on Max will begin later in 2025 with additional information and pricing to be shared in the coming months. Because they can't do it yet. I've been telling everybody this forever. And he's like, well, I watch live. It's not a live sport. It's a live pay-per-view. Okay? Obviously, they could air a live sport because they're putting Dynamite and Collision on Max simulcast starting in January, but they can't do pay-per-view yet. They're trying to get it set up. At some point in 2025, it looks like it will be set up, but it's not ready yet. Clearly, they didn't know that Jingu could have set it up for him. If he were still in the chat, maybe I'd figure out how to get them in contact with each other so he could make this work.
I believe that more than ever, it is obvious that Warner Brothers Discovery...
I thought you were going to say it's obvious that I'm always right.
A lot of issues and problems, and they are very slow to figure things out. I mean, just look at some of the problems with TNT and TBS Sports. Just look at AEW programming sometimes when it comes to technical glitches and errors and sound issues and all sorts of things. They're just a little slower on the ball. WWE actually got very lucky initially because Major League Baseball Productions and the ones who did the NHL package, they did an amazing job building a WWE network that at first was fantastic, and they do great work. There's a lot of places that do. For whatever reason, it has not been a priority with WBD, and they have not bothered with it, and they work at things apparently at their own pace and their own time. So I think the biggest thing when it comes to Max right now is how much of a discount are you going to get on the pay-per-views for AEW if you order it through there? Or, again, if they offer that option, a coupon or some sort of rebate back to buy it through whatever source
they would
like
to. Excuse me, did you say a coupon?
Well, let's see.
A more coupon.
A coupon, yes.
A coupon.
I'm old. A rebate back. You know, something where...
Do you have to cut it out of the newspaper, or can we do a digital coupon?
Well, look, if they... Let's say InDemand, which is still a group of cable providers that funnel pay-per-views through them, and they get a cut of it. Until WBD is set up for pay-per-view, of course, at that time, they're going to want you to order it through there. But if will they offer a discount to Max subscribers who come on? Will they offer a discount for an AEW pay-per-view if you order it a certain way, that way as opposed to a YouTube TV or something like that? I wonder what they're going to offer up for all that. And once they do get it up there, how much of a discount are they going to give people to order?
NXT on Tuesday, 708,000 viewers on the CW and a .16 in 18 to 49. So viewers were up, but 18 to 49 was down. So more old people have been watching NXT again of late, which I'm fine with because I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
But
you got a coupon?
That's the story.
Early bird special.
Man, I don't know if it was the lead-in or what, but I saw those Collision quarters. Brandon Thurston posted them yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say I've never seen anything like it.
The Black Monday stock market crash?
But, oh my God.
Wait till this weekend, brother.
Like, this thing just went, fell off a cliff. Opened at 391,000. Immediately lost almost 100,000 viewers. Then lost another 70,000. Then lost another 30,000. Then lost another 30,000. Then lost... 10,000 and bottomed out at 178 before growing a little bit for the overrun. And, you know, yes, you know, people are saying, well, it was a big overrun. It was. But, like, everything from 9:30 on was way below the whatever it be, 3-month average. I mean, 3-month average is like around 350-ish. And we're talking 178. It fell, and it was just like every quarter fell and fell and fell and fell and fell and fell. So I don't know. I guess it was Saturday night's main event. Probably didn't help.
No.
And there was other competition, but holy smokes, that thing just crashed. And then the other thing I wanted to mention.
Before you get out of there, what was the drop from the lead-in that they got? 100,000, you said, roundabout?
Now I got to go back. They went from 391 to 313 immediately. Okay. But here's the thing. The 313 is right around their average. So really, they just lost, like, you know, there was a first quarter where you had the lead-in, and then it just dropped to what it normally is, but then it didn't stay there. It just kept falling and falling and falling and falling.
Well, percentage-wise, it's going to be worse this week if that game ends up running long. I talked about it on the show. You weren't here a couple days ago.
Yeah, but it'll boost the overall number or something fierce. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody knows that that's a paper line at this point. You can't pull that out because everybody then looks at the drop-off like you just did, and we'll see what it is. I can't believe that it will be lower than what it was this week at the end, 178,000 or whatever it is, because it's really, I think, just the football game and basketball on again. There is no WWE there, so I don't think it's going to be lower than that, but it could be close. It could be around 200,000, which, again, is not good. No matter how you cut it, it's not good.
All right, we're going to talk Dynamite after the break. And plenty more. So stick around, Wrestling Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I've got to say something here, Mike. Please don't interrupt me. That goes for everybody in the chat, too. Stop typing. Got to say this about this Tony Storm thing, okay? Yeah, even a heaving sigh. Now, I want to start off by saying that I stick with what I said on day one, which is, if I was Tony Khan, there is absolutely zero chance that she returns on Wednesday and has her first match on Rampage on Friday. I think that's just crazy. And the reason for that is, and it's funny because, like, everyone loves Toni Storm, but, like, no one even understands why I'm saying this. I see her as a really big star. And to have her return on Wednesday and her first match is on Rampage on Friday, it's like, why would you do that? And on Rampage, which is off the air in 2 weeks, why would you do that, okay? What I would have done is on Rampage and on Collision, I would have done a big video package and said she returns to the ring on Dynamite and try to boost that Dynamite number, all right? He didn't do that. Now, I understand now why he did that, okay? Or partially why he did that. And partially why also, the previous week, they had all of those awesome Continental Classic matches, which, by the way, that show, like, completely died. And the reason for that is, like, it's too little too late, okay? I mean, they trained you for so long that you don't need to watch Rampage, that boosting at the last second, I mean, it's clear it hasn't done much. Now, people are going to say, well, you know, he put Toni Storm on Rampage and the number was up. Well, that's right. The number was up. But if you look at the quarter hours, I mean this with all due respect, and I'm sure they would probably acknowledge the same thing. She didn't mean anything for that show because the show opened at 3:22 for a Matt Cardona match with Brian Keith. Her match with Harley Cameron, it lost 50,000 viewers. And the show just stayed at that level the rest of the... Even if you say that, like, yeah, it was in a segment with two ad breaks, which is, you know, there were two ad breaks. But it's like, it didn't mean anything for the show. I mean, whether she was there or not, I mean, her segment did 273, and the match with Shaz and Deanna, it did the exact same number. So, it was like... So here's the thing. Well, why did he do it? Well, one of the reasons... And I think that we look at this in a totally different way. I'm not saying that I would tank Rampage because the show was off the air in 2 weeks. But if I knew that the show was off the air in 2 weeks, but I know that, like, Dynamite and Collision are continuing on, it's like, okay, if I have a Toni Storm, who I think could be a mover if you advertise her first match back right, I would do it on Collision. I wouldn't even have minded Collision. Collision or Dynamite, a show that's continuing on, use her on that show. Like, try to build up these shows that are staying on the air as opposed to the show that is off the air in 2 weeks. I believe that his mindset is this. Yes, Rampage is off the air in 2 weeks. The show is gone. However, A, they're still paying me for this show, so I don't want them to think I'm tanking it. And B, when Rampage is off the air, I mean, they still want to shop around show ideas. They still want to shop around Afterburner. What is the name of that other show that they trademarked? AW
Shockwave?
Shockwave or whatever. Yeah. You still want to shop these shows around. So really, as long as there is a Rampage, you want it to do as good as it can do.
Oh,
so when it's gone, Hey, listen, I said I wouldn't have put Tony's return on Rampage, but I think that the idea is keep it strong till the bitter end, and hey, I want to shop around this Shockwave.
Brian,
I want to shop around this or that.
That's hollow as hell. That's so hollow, and I understand what you're saying.
What do you mean hollow?
You're trying to shoot him a little bit of bait, but when it comes down to the end, oh, we got to put Tony Storm on there so they know that we're really trying our best. What about all those other weeks before the damn thing was canceled? It is too little too late now, and you could put on people. You have 200 people on the roster. You can put people on there of name value who are not Tony Storm, who you're trying to do something with on the other two shows that they're also paying for that were not canceled. So I think that argument is completely ridiculous. Now, what also would have made more sense was that after Toni Storm debuted and there was the shock of Mariah May looking at Toni Storm when she came out that last time on Dynamite as Rockstar Toni or whatever her, what's the new character name now? What did they call it? Whatever it is. Then do the RJ City thing. Why she just appeared on Rampage or why she was walking backstage like, now we know what the story is. She's playing a role to get back at Mariah May. She has lost her mind over the last 3 years. She forgets everything. That should have been done before she ended up appearing wherever it was, on Rampage, Collision, Dynamite, wherever. To me, that was played last night, which was great, should have also been played before. And then that could have actually led to people understanding why she was appearing and being so weird on Rampage. But yes, Rampage, having her on Rampage makes no sense whatsoever. I can't believe anybody argues that. And if that's what they're thinking, then they should have actually dotted those I's and crossed the T's on that show long before Toni Storm came back.
And I will say this because I'm a fair man, okay?
Oh boy.
This is not my favorite storyline. That Toni Storm is back and she's playing a character that is just debuting for the first time in AEW and is not acknowledging any of her past or whatever. Hey, if you like it, fine, okay? I'm not sold on it. But that segment they did with her and RJ City last night, they were awesome.
Fantastic.
They were both thespians. You know what that was? Theater. I howled watching. I watched it like 3 times. I was like, they're both so good. He was so good playing the straight man.
Yes.
She was so good playing the nervous wrestler that just debuted for eight. They were great.
Yes.
We'll see how the storyline goes. Now,
hey, that's the thing. Portrait of a rock star. Like, now we actually have an understanding and a meaning for what she's doing, which is obviously confusing everybody, but I would assume it's to get back at Mariah May, obviously.
Well, of course. He's going to beat her for the title in Australia. Let's not be silly. So the show opened up, basically, there was like a whole bunch. There was like 5 minutes of stuff before they went to the ring, just dudes arriving and everything like that. And then out comes Mercedes and Anna Jay. Very good match. Mercedes beat her. My only issue with this match is my issue with every Mercedes match. The finish sucks. It virtually never looks good. I don't know why she just doesn't use the bank statement or whatever they're calling it now. It's like, you know what it is? You know what it's like?
What's that?
It's like the money clip.
Oh, yeah?
How many years has he been trying to get over the money clip?
I like the money clip.
It never gets over. Not one time has it ever been more over than the Rainmaker.
It's the fans' fault.
Never.
Red ink. They like the red
and
ink more than the
money
clip.
Every time Mercedes puts on that bank statement, the place goes nuts. And then she sets her up for that wacky finish, and you're like, oh, there's that move again.
You know, unlike the Z360, which Zoe Stark needs another aesthetically impactful move she can hit on bigger people and when things go south or they get tired, because it doesn't look good when it's not hit perfectly. But with Mercedes, that move, I think I've seen it hit once where it actually looked good. It looks terrible. Why not just go ahead and change it back to what everybody wants it to be?
Do you guys remember when she wrestled Kairi and she debuted the move for the first time?
Yes.
And it looked terrible. And, like, yes. All of a sudden we had all these conspiracy theories about, oh, Kairi doesn't like her, and, you know, they had some problems in WWE, and she deadweighted her, and she made it look bad or whatever. And it's like, can we run that back now? I mean, it looks horrible. So everybody doesn't like her, and they're deadweighting her? Or maybe the move just sucks. Anyway, FTR did a promo. They're out for the rest of the year. a whole 10 days. And they're going to be back at the Asheville show. And they're not coming alone. I thought they would be a little more subtle with the return of Adam Copeland, but apparently not. Although, to be honest, if they're telling you, basically, that he's back in the new year, it will be a surprise when he shows up at the pay-per-view to screw Christian. That's what I think is going to happen.
I like it.
MJF did a promo, and Adam Cole appeared on the big screen. And I'll talk a lot about this tonight. But I don't know what it is with this story. It's like these fans do not care about this story at all. And, man, when Adam Cole revealed that he's going to have backup at the show and it's Taven and Bennett, this got a negative pop because everybody presumes they're turning on him.
Duh.
I actually think he's winning the ring, but nobody else does. And they think he's an idiot for trusting these guys.
This has been the best skit that they've done in I don't know how long when it comes to this group. But the problem is everybody that's been a part of it. I mean, everybody's got fatigue over MJF and Cole and all of this crap.
Everyone's laughing at me saying he's going to win the ring. But when it happens, I'll tell you why I knew he was winning the ring.
Okay, well, I'm thinking Kyle O'Reilly and Cole against Taven and Bennett for the love of Roderick Strong, and what unit will Roderick Strong come back to? How about that?
I'll tell you now why he's winning the ring.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Do it.
Because have you ever watched Tony Khan's booking?
Yeah.
He comes up with an idea, and if something happens, somebody gets hurt, somebody whatever, it's just put on the back burner, and when they're finally able to return, he finishes whatever story he wanted to tell, right? We've seen this for years now, okay?
Yeah.
So, last year, at World's End, Adam Cole was winning the title from MJF. But what happened was he got hurt. That's how Samoa Joe ended up winning the title, because MJF was out of there for a while. So, what happened? Tony wanted Cole to get his big win for a championship over MJF at World's End. There was an injury that took him out of action for like 9 months or whatever. And now he's back. And as much as people have complained, what has actually happened here? They've picked up where they left off to lead to the same pay-per-view with something on the line. He's going to finish off the exact same way he was planning a year ago. Adam Cole is beating MJF for the ring. Take it to the bank.
It's dumb.
Statement.
Dumb. Just because that's why pencils come with erasers. Times change. Sometimes you miss the moment, okay? That's a silly thing to do, especially when you look at next year at the same time and you go, who do you want to be winning this battle royal to face off against, you know, it to get the ring? I'm sure it's somebody against MJF as opposed to somebody against Cole. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work.
Hey, listen, MJF can beat him for the ring in another match 2 months from now if he wants.
MJF doesn't wrestle enough to come back and take L's to Adam Cole at this point in the game. Not with the way Adam Cole has been presented and with the way that people are with the storyline. Why are you doing this to MJF? It doesn't make any sense.
Shibata and Hook versus Christian and Nick Wayne. Nick pinned Shibata after a ton of interference.
He has now surpassed you!
Yeah, he has. I mean, you know, I once did a practice match with him that I have on film where I beat Nick Wayne. So MMA math, I have also beaten Shibata. Where I made it a promo. She's facing Toni Storm at the pay-per-view. We had the Ricochet segment. I don't care about anyone else. Listen, guy came off as a geek,
I like
but I howled at this segment. And him as a heel is way better than him as a babyface. He's so obnoxious. Anyway, a couple of other notes after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, every time every now and then I check the real news during the break. What do I do that for?
Oh, what happened?
God, just there's always something stupid.
More shootings?
No. Anyway, speaking of real news, we're going to talk about humans and dinosaurs coexisting later today. That's right. After Dark Radio is coming up.
Oh, my God. Natural Bridge, Virginia has just turned off their radios.
Michael Cremo.
Dinosaurs and people living together?
Michael Cremo, the author of Forbidden Archaeology, is going to be on After Dark Radio the next 2 weeks.
Like the Flintstones.
The last actual podcast-only version of After Dark Radio, in fact. So you have to sign up for this one. And we'll be talking about all sorts of crazy stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then January 8th, the show goes live here on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And it will replay multiple times overnight, I've been told. So those of you, you can just wait and listen overnight and relive the glory years of overnight paranormal radio. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of guests. We got a lot of good guests booked for the show. And it's going to be very, very exciting. But you can check out this show at WrestlingObserver.com. Or FRWOnline.com/Apple, which is Apple Podcasts. FRWOnline.com/Spotify, which is Spotify. And FRWOnline.com/YouTube, which is, in fact, no joke, YouTube.
Whoa.
Yeah, and Apple Podcasts actually has a free trial. So if you're not a subscriber and you want to try it out and listen to all the podcasts, you should do that on Apple Podcasts. FRWOnline.com/Apple. Here after dark tonight.
What if I get a gift subscription to Audible for Christmas? Like, what could I use it on?
Death of WCW. You don't even need the gift, dude. Hey, Audible has a free trial. You can listen to Death of WCW for free with that free trial. You should do it. I did it myself, all by myself. God, it was miserable. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.